praise God.
Praise Him.
Amen. I just praise God for today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's just stand and worship God for a minute and just give Him a good big hand clap. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because it's not about me. Hallelujah. But it's about what God, hallelujah, can do in a place, hallelujah, where people are bodied together in unity. Amen. Hallelujah. Breaking bread together. Hallelujah. Looking forward to being fed by the one and only. Hallelujah. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You may take your seat. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're looking to enjoy the Lord this morning. Amen.
Yes.
I shouldn't be before you long. Hallelujah. Because it's not going to take long. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What we have to say.
Amen.
I'm just going to read the scripture that the Lord had placed on my heart.
Amen.
And then I'm going to say whatever He places, hallelujah, in my mouth. Amen. Praise to God. Say. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord today. I will be coming to you from Psalm 91. Amen. I will be reading Psalm 91 in its entirety, and I will be referencing the first verse throughout the entire time that I am standing. And before we start, I am going to pray. Most Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now. I bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, for this time, and we thank you right now for your words. We bless your name, and we ask right now that you be with us and stand by us as you always do, that your Holy Spirit be in charge and that you take me out of the way, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus right now, Lord God, and we open up, hallelujah, the heavens, Lord God, and we ask that you just pour, hallelujah, your blessing out upon us as we go into your word.
Amen.
Please forgive us for our sins, Lord God, right now, and cover us with your blood. We thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. That's a powerful psalm. Amen. Don't have time to talk about all that's going on in that psalm today. But in verse 1, it says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And what I just want to talk about today, you know, we're going through a lot in today. We have things going on in our nation, all around the world, within our families. Some of us are fighting hard every day just to keep our families intact. We have warfare going on. And sometimes us nice, sweet Christians, we do things and we go through this life and we let life beat us all up. But you need someone to help you to understand that just like those in the military, you have to have a strategy for how you're going to get through in these days and times. Well, you just can't let life happen to you every day. We know that we're supposed to read our Bibles and say our prayers and do the dutiful things that Christians do. Come to Bible study and come to church on Sunday. But let me tell you, the daily walk is a little tough. And if you don't have strategies on how you're going to make it through your day, you're going to get a little messed up until you figure out that I better treat my life situations just like a soldier would treat a day in war. Understand that there are many strategies that God can give us in order to get through our day. And today I'm only going to talk about one of the strategies. We're going to talk about secrets. We're going to talk about secrets. And I want you to understand that God gives each and every one of us secrets, little hints how to get through your day if you would stop and take the time and listen to him. And then after he gives it to you, I just like to let you know that the title of this message is that your secret is safe with God. Amen. Your secret is safe with God. Amen. I'm not talking about slipping, sliding, peeping and hiding. That's not safe. Hallelujah. Whatever comes out, whatever you do in the darkness, got to come out in the light. I've lived that. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about a holy secret. I'm talking about the secrets that'll get you through some tough times when you don't know what to do. I'm talking about real secrets. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm talking about secrets today. The first thing that I want to help you understand as you go through this life and you navigate is that there will be some times when you have some things that are going on and you will be trying to figure out how in the world am I going to get through this thing that God has allowed in my life. I know it's there for a reason. Well, I know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I know this. I understand it. But somehow, I just feel like I'm being beat down. Sometimes we misunderstand how we're supposed to navigate in warfare. For example, even as back as far as Adam and Eve, they didn't even really understand that they were in warfare already. Being in that Garden of Eden, they were given a task. They were told what they had to do in the garden. But one of the biggest things that they had to do was they had to stay away from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And even in that, they misunderstood. They decided that they would have a conversation with Satan and discuss the rules. And see, the mistake is that in the discussion of the rules, they missed the point. They didn't understand that there was something deeper in there. And if they had looked more forward to the fellowship that they would have been having with God in the evening, then they might have understood that it wasn't even so important what Satan was trying to tell them about that rule, that thing that they couldn't get to. Because it would have been more important to them to set up a strategy in their home as to how they would never touch that tree. That would have been the most important thing. You get what I'm saying? See, sometimes, you know, your parents tell you, don't put your hand in the cookie jar. And you think it's more important, the fact that you don't get caught putting your hand down in the cookie jar. But the most important part is that your parents are trying to teach you integrity. It's something way deeper than the cookie. Your parents want you to have treats sometime, but it's about nurturing you and helping you to get to this place in your life that they know that you're destined to get to. And so they begin with saying no in the cookie jar, and then after a while it escalates to something else so that you can become who it is that you're called to be. Adam and Eve missed that. They didn't understand that it was deeper than the rule of not touching the tree. Mm-hmm. There was a secret in there.
Well, mm-hmm.
And see, what they should have been discussing, which would have happened to all of us, we all would have fallen. Uh-huh. It just was going to happen that way. We've been predestined to get to this place that we're in right now. We're not faulting Adam and Eve, but we're learning. And we see that if husband and wife had stopped and said, look, the secret is, which Satan don't have nothing to do with, is we need to learn obedience to God.
Amen.
That's the secret. Yeah. Forget the rule. That's the secret. Mm-hmm. And you and I are going to strategize how in the world we're going to not do what God said not to do. Mm-hmm. There would have been a better strategy on how not to eat of that tree.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think about Samson for a minute. That's one of the biggest secret stories out in the Bible, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, Samson had it going on. Mm-hmm. His mom and daddy raised him not to eat this and not to eat that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cut your hair.
That's right.
Don't do this and don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a weakness.
Yes.
Women.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
He really did. He fell in love the first time with a woman of the Philistines.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord, then the Bible says the Lord allowed it.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted it to happen because he had a purpose behind it.
Well,
to defeat the Philistines. The woman, I'm not going to tell the whole story, but she was his weakness. He put a riddle out there.
Yeah.
And told the men if they could figure it out, he would give them thus and so. The woman that he had was able to talk him into telling a secret.
Yes. Yes.
And she went and told. And before it was all over, they all ended up losing their lives. Those on the enemy side that had something to do with that secret getting process.
Mm-hmm.
And then the part that everybody knows about, Samson went and fell in love with somebody else named Delilah. Because by now, they understood that they had something on their hands, those Philistines. There was a man hanging around that didn't need nothing except for what was ever available to wipe them out. This strong man named Samson.
Uh-huh.
They said, it's got to be something with this guy.
Well,
and we're going to find out what it is. We want to know the secret to his strength. And so they asked a willing person, Delilah, to figure it out. She badgered him and pestered him about that secret.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, Samson, about you that I need to know that is making you so strong that you can just single-handedly wipe people out?
Well,
what is it with you that's so great? Samson finally told her,
mm-hmm.
so he thought, what the secret was.
Uh-oh.
So he thought. It was partially true.
Mm-hmm.
He told her that if his hair was cut off,
well,
that he wouldn't have strength anymore.
That's right.
And she believed him. So his hair got cut off, and he didn't have strength for a minute, and he got hurt, eyes gouged out, and all of that. But I looked at that story, and I started meditating on that, and I said, you know, there was a bigger secret.
Uh-huh.
There was a bigger thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
He could have left that hair thing alone, because every time that I looked in that scripture, when it was time for Samson to defeat the enemy, his hair wasn't mentioned.
Uh-oh.
It said the Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
Yes, it did.
Because the Lord made his hair.
That's right. Hallelujah.
God could have put the strength anywhere.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So every time that Delilah came to him, only thing Samson really had to say, he could have kept that to himself. Ask the Lord. He's the one that strengthens me. Mm-hmm. And God would have never sold him out.
Come on.
Think about it. God would have never sold him out. Delilah would have died trying to get that man to tell him something, because he would have given all the credit to God, and then God would have covered him. And Samson would have sat in a secret place for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying to you today? Let me give you an example in my life. Recently, I had something going on with some colleagues at work. There was some stuff going on. It's all old now. We good at work right now. But at the time, we was having a tough time. For whatever reason, a lie swelled up into something really big. And you know how it is when you get lied on. What you want to do is you want to act out of your flesh and go up to the person and lay them out and let them know how good and wonderful you are and that you would never do that. That's the temptation. But understanding, as I have come to understand, because I'm going to tell you, about 5 years ago, I would have done that. I would have. But as I'm growing in the Lord, I understood that it was something deeper than that, because I was in spiritual warfare. I knew that about 6 months ago, God told me in my spirit that I was getting ready to get a new job. So I knew I was supposed to get this job. I knew I was supposed to be there. So then I couldn't understand what all of this stuff that was going on when I first got there. But it was about spiritual warfare. It was about learning how to fight and how to hide. So when it began to swell, the situation, I did not say anything to those who were saying things to me about that thing. I carried on in my job. And all day while I was working, as things were going on, I heard what I needed to say to the people from the Lord while I was working. They didn't have any idea what was going on, because when you're doing things like that in the flesh, you're expecting flesh back. But I was dealing in the spirit. So say what you have to say to me, and then do your business, because I am going to be abiding and dwelling in that secret place of God. You don't have to know what's going on with me on the inside. That's between me and God. I'm not going to walk up to you and say, oh, you know, just now when you walked up to me, the Lord told me this and this and this and this and this about you. No, that's my information. That's for me. That's for me. Because the secret is in the strategy. It's not in the things that are out there. And the strategy secret is what's inside of me, the way that God will teach me how to deal with each and every situation in my life. Just like in war, everybody knows how to set up defensive perimeters and all this stuff. Daddy, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. All the things, all this, everybody knows how to take a hill. But it's how you take the hill. They don't know. That's the part that all the commanders are going to work out and then supposed to surprise the enemy. You're not going to tell the enemy that part. They're going to have some idea, but they won't know the strategy. That's where the secret is. Every day that we live, we need to know what the strategy is from God in order to fight the fights that we have going on in our life. And when we get the strategy portion of it, it's not for to share with everybody. It's not for you to brag on how much you know, how deep you are, and how the Lord revealed everything to you. It's for you to know so that you can get through that day. Not for you to run your mouth and demonstrate how wonderful you are.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, y'all getting what I'm saying? So I let God tell me what to do day after day after day. And then eventually, because there was no real fight going on, because the Lord had already won the battle. Hallelujah. We weren't going to go at it toe to toe like I wanted to. No, because that was the flesh. What we did is, me and the Lord, is I worked with the Lord because he's in me. And he told me what to do until the situation resolved itself.
Hallelujah.
It's dissolved. Not just resolved, dissolved. Uh-huh. It's over. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We all right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because I'm not even mad. It's not even about them, because it is Satan. Hallelujah. The people are precious to God. He loves them just like he loves me. I'm not so deep that he loving all loving me. And then the people that I'm having a conflict with, he don't care. He cares about them too. It was more important for me to represent Christ well. Uh-huh. And demonstrate the love of God than it ever was for me to find a way to retaliate.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Well,
it was never about me to begin with. Mm-hmm. No place that I ever go is ever about me.
Well,
it's always about God and what he wants. Mm-hmm. So now that we understand that the secret is in the strategy, just understand that since you know that, you just need to just calm down before every day begins. Calm down. And understand that today is a day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. I'm going to remember that it's not my battle. It's not my fight. It's the Lord. Today, I might be like David. I might have a slingshot. Today, but tomorrow I might have something else.
Uh-huh.
And I don't need to walk around and show everybody the slingshot and the rocks in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
And say, here it is. No, but if I need it, if the giant want to walk up to me, I am going to reach around here and I'm going to do like this right here. And I'm going to say, the battle is the Lord's. Knock him down. Hallelujah. 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 I don't care if I'm 5 years old or 25 or 105. Hallelujah. If I need to do a David on him, I will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Might have to march around somewhere and blow some trumpets. Hallelujah. Don't know what you're going to have to do. Hallelujah. But it's all about being one with God and letting him do the work. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's not about me. Hallelujah. When Jeff and I first got married, woo, what an ugly thing it was. It was ugly. Hallelujah. I could have, hallelujah, got smart with it more than I did. I did a little bit. But I began to realize, hallelujah, that I had to calm down. Hallelujah. And I had to ask God, what do I do to deal with this situation? Because it was really bad. Hallelujah. But then I realized that the strategy that God gave me, hallelujah, it worked out. I did a whole lot less talking as the marriage went on, and a whole lot more praying as the marriage went on. Hallelujah. And there's some fasting in there too. Hallelujah. And I'm sure I wasn't easy to deal with either, but I'm just telling my side of the story. Hallelujah. I let Jeff tell y'all his side after church. Hallelujah. 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 And what helps, hallelujah, in your strategy is knowing who God anointed you to be.
Yes.
Let me give you an example. Hallelujah. After Jesus had just decided to go into the ministry and he was tempted, hallelujah, of the devil, he was in the synagogue. I'm going to read it to you.
Amen.
And Luke chapter 4 and verse 16, it says, "And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written." And this is what he said to him. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and to recover sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And this is the thing here, because these people, they had it all wrong, so they was in shock. He said, and he began to say to them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Now you think about that thing. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And when you get up in the morning, you need to understand something about you. The Spirit of the Lord has anointed you to do something every day. Let it be your theme. Hallelujah. If the Spirit of the Lord has anointed you to set the captives free, then set the captives free ought to be what's going on in your life. It can play itself out so many ways. Hallelujah. If he's anointed you to preach the gospel, then preach the gospel ought to play itself out in so many ways. Stay in your lane and do your gift and watch God do his thing. Hallelujah. If he's anointed you to heal the brokenhearted, hallelujah, then everybody at work ought to be feeling right good because you work there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They ought to be glad to see you coming through the door. Hallelujah. Because you are anointed to do that thing. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you are anointed to do, let it be your life theme and let it work itself out. Don't try to be somebody that you're not. Be who God has anointed you to be and do it. And do it well. Amen. Amen. See, I spent so many years trying to be like other people. I wasn't satisfied with who I was. I used to get sad looking at this one and that one. I used to see Sharonda singing and go, oh, I wish I could sing like Sharonda. I wish I could sing like Kendra. I wish I could do this and I wish I could do that. I wish I could preach like this one. I wish I could do that. And I wasted about 20 years wishing that I could be somebody that I wasn't. But then one day, I realized that I'm anointed, hallelujah, to do what God has called me to do, hallelujah. I'm anointed, hallelujah, to preach the gospel, hallelujah, the way God anointed me to preach it, hallelujah. So guess what? I'm glad today that he have anointed me to do that, hallelujah, and I use that, hallelujah, to do my work in life. Guess what? That's what I do. He gave me a smile that works, hallelujah. So when I smile and they ask me, how did you get that smile? What are you doing? It's Jesus, hallelujah. It's not my dental appointments, though I do have some. It has nothing to do with it, hallelujah. It's Jesus shining, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you need me to pray with you today, sister? Come on over here in the corner, hallelujah. Let's talk to Jesus about it, hallelujah. Are you hungry? Come to my house, hallelujah. I got stuff in the freezer. Don't even have enough room. Come get some, hallelujah. Do you need to sit down and talk today? Come on and sit down and talk, hallelujah. That's what it's all about, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. And no, I'm not going to tell people the strategy. Hallelujah. That part, I'm listening. I'm letting God tell me what to do. Hallelujah. I'm going to let that place that he has for me be a permanent residence. I'm going to dwell in him. I'm going to dwell in that secret place. Hallelujah. I'm going to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's where the protection is. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, when I was working and I was going through all of that, I physically could feel, hallelujah, a veil over me while I was sitting at my desk. I could feel, it felt like a wing was on me when I was sitting at the desk because the trial was so heavy on me. I could feel the presence of God, hallelujah, while I was sitting at the desk as I obeyed him. Because, see, I knew I had to obey him while I was sitting there. And while I was sitting there, I could feel the presence of God. And when someone would come and ask me a question about that thing, I would have the answer. I could feel it. I understood what it meant to hide in him, to let him do the work in my life. I really began to understand that no matter how much I yell at my husband, it's not going to make him do right, hallelujah, as far as I think he should be doing. It's not about that. And the more I yell at Nasiah, it has nothing to do with it, but I'm going to sit back and let God do, and I'm going to hide in him while I'm going through my warfare. I'm going to let him do the work, hallelujah. If he has a place for me to hide, I'm sure going to hide when I need to hide, hallelujah. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place, I stay there. I want to stay there. I don't want to step outside of the will of God. I don't want to do something I want to do. I want to do what God wants me to do.
Well,
hallelujah. And then I'm going to be able to say, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's going to happen for me. It's going to happen for you. Hallelujah. You'll be able to say, no evil will befall me, and neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Hallelujah. That he'll give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'll understand, hallelujah, that when you dwell with God, hallelujah, everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. It's going to work out. Hallelujah. It's God.
Amen.
It's him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when it's all over, with long life, hallelujah, he will satisfy me and show me his salvation. Amen.